ओम शांति। हमारे बीच योगी तपस्वी बाबा के अति प्रिय लाडले और राजयोग की साधना में रत रामनाथ भाई जी उपस्थित हैं। हम सभी एक हाथ की अलौकिक ताली से भाई साहब का स्वागत करते हैं। भाई साहब 1972 से इस ईश्वरीय ज्ञान में हैं। आप प्रभावशाली वक्ता और मोटिवेशनल ट्रेनर हैं। आप बाबा के यज्ञ में धार्मिक प्रभाग के हेडक्वार्टर कोऑर्डिनेटर हैं। आपने ईश्वरीय संदेश देने हेतु अमेरिका, लंदन, न्यूजीलैंड, ऑस्ट्रेलिया, फिजी, दक्षिण अफ्रीका आदि अनेक देशों की यात्राएं की हैं। आप एक सफल राजयोगी साधक हैं। आपने पांडव भवन में टोली विभाग में भी काम किया है और बहुत प्यार से हमें टोली खिलाई है और मुख मीठा किया है। आपने टोली खिलाकर अनेक आत्माओं का मुख मीठा किया है और अब ज्ञान की बोली सुनाकर अनेक आत्माओं के मन को मीठा करने का अर्थात पवित्र बनाने की महान सेवा करने में रत हैं। आज आप हमारे बीच एक बहुत ही सुंदर विषय अव्यक्त पालना का अनुभव करने के लिए अव्यक्त स्थिति कैसे बनाएं, इस विषय पर अपने अनुभवी विचार व्यक्त करने के लिए हमारे बीच उपस्थित हैं। आपके बारे में कुछ भाव मेरे मन में आ रहे हैं। रामनाथ भाई को रामनाथ शिव बाबा मिला तो रामनाथ ने आत्माओं को रामनाथ से मिला दिया।
टीचिंग दैट वाज गिवन वाज ओम। ओम इज ए वेरी सेक्रेड वर्ड विच हैज लॉट ऑफ पावर एंड लॉट ऑफ मीनिंग हिडन विद इन दैट वर्ड एज दादी जानकी हैज बीन शेयरिंग इन द पास्ट टू डेज। इन द बिगिनिंग व्हेन शिव बाबा यूज्ड टू chant this word Om very deep and several times, all those who are present used to go in trance. They used to lose the consciousness of the body instantly and experience the meaning of the word Om, which means Sat Chit Anand. I am truth, I am living, and I am bliss. They practically experienced it and they used to sit for hours and hours in that deep silence, totally lost in that blissful experience. And the time was no limit for that experience. And whoever came into that atmosphere once, they never went back. And those souls who had been the original jewels, who had that wonderful experience of the beginning, are the foundations of the Baba's Yajna even now. From 1936 to 52, there was no other knowledge that
traffic control baja. 2 minute bajta hai. Pure traffic control tak. Khadi, usme abhi thoda samay pehle, bahut yani young nahi, aged, khadi bhi nahi ho sakti itna. To bhi bulaya tha, to main jaate the 5 minute lag gaya record bajne se pehle. Pahuncha aur record baj gaya. जैसे खड़ी थी एक सेकंड भी हिली भी नहीं, आंखें भी हिली नहीं, मैं भी दृष्टि को दृष्टि देता ही खड़ा हो गया. मुझे लग रहा था जैसे खींच रहा है ना. अव्यक्त पालना साकार के द्वारा ब्रह्मा बाबा ने भी किया. बाबा के बच्चों जो है जिन्होंने लिया, ऐसे बाबा ने हमने देखा शुरू में 1978 से. आप बहन जी कहते टोली खिलाया, किसने सिखाया? साकार में 78 हिस्ट्री हॉल में बाबा आता था. उससे पहले बाबा बाबा के कमरे में आता था. 10-15 होते, थोड़े होते थे. उसके बाद 50 तक हो गया तो हिस्ट्री हॉल में बाबा ऐसे जमीन पर, इस पर भी नहीं, संदली पर नहीं बैठता था, साथ साथ तो बाबा मिलता था. वहां से तो शांतिवन जाने से पहले, जब तक ओम शांति भवन में है तब तक, जिस समय बाबा आया एक दिन भी मिस नहीं हुआ. सबसे पहले टोली का डब्बा रखता था मैं, पहले बाबा डब्बा खोल के हमको खिलाता था. अगर बाबा बहुत सीरियस होके बैठता है तो हमने कहा चुपचाप रख के चला जाता हूं मैं, तो भी बाबा मुड़ करके बुलाता है. हमको पता नहीं चलता पीछे वाला के तरह बाबा बुला रहे, तो उठा कैसे, गड़बड़ी भी नहीं, टोली दे के दृष्टि माना साकार के द्वारा पालना कराया. कैसे कर, दादियों ने भी बाबा से जो पालना लिया उन्होंने भी, तो आपको जाना कैसी पालना करता है भगवान. एक तरीका. दूसरा तरीका है, ब्रह्मा बाबा कर्मातीत बन गए, अव्यक्त बन गए, फरिश्ते बन गए, सूक्ष्म शरीर स्थूल तो इधर गया, उनके द्वारा गुलजार दादी के तन में आकर 50 साल तक पालना कराई. हर प्रकार के ज्ञान के खजाने सुनाए. थोड़ा कभी कभी आपके मन में अविश्वास आएगा, कैसे माने हम भगवान आया, भगवान आके पढ़ाता था, प्रूफ कोई पूछते हैं, विश्वास नहीं होता इतना. तो देख लो आप, दुनिया में इतने लोग हैं.
बेसिस ऑफ द एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ ओम, दे वर एबल टू रिनाउंस एवरीथिंग एंड दे वर एबल टू लीड a yogi life without any question. Even some mothers had to tolerate so much of torture, but it was not difficult. I remember the dadi with whom I stayed, I took knowledge. She was sharing her experience. Now, when she came to Baba in 1936, she was married, her husband left the body, and the whole family was in great sorrow. It was Dadi Chandramani's family, and she was brought to Brahma Baba, because at that time there was no knowledge about Shiv Baba. Even though Shiv Baba was working through Brahma Baba, but everyone who came to Baba, they saw only Krishna's vision and Brahma Baba. And so when she was brought to Brahma Baba, Baba sat her in front of him and asked her one question, "Who are you?" She said, "I am a sorrowful human being," because she had just lost her husband. "And what is this world like? Full of sorrow," she said. Then what Baba did, he took a piece of paper and a pen and draw a skeleton in a human form, you know, and then put a dot in the middle and explained to her, "You are this point of light. This is your body. You are not this body. You are a peaceful being. Okay, now sit. So Baba gave her drishti and she was lost. Many hours she was totally in that experience of soul consciousness, and when she came down, Baba asked her, "Now who are you?" "I am a peaceful soul." "What is the world like?" "Full of peace." You can see the power of Om that was vibrating in that atmosphere made souls realize. So this is something we should experience, because we are now starting a journey of self-discovery. I would say rediscovery. So must feel the being, not thinking I am a soul, just the being I am, and feel it. And when I look at others in my journey, my, you know, companions in the journey, I also see them in the same way, so that we create a different atmosphere in the place where we are. So that is our first step, you know, to look deep within and not thinking, but just being in that soul consciousness. And that is what made Dadis in the beginning, you know, just belong to Baba. Renunciation was very easy, very natural, and very simple. And after that, you know, 300 of them stayed together, and they had bhatti, furnace, which means intense practice of that soul consciousness, intense practice of diving deep into oneself. And I think this time in Madhuban, we should all feel that we have come for those bhatti of 14 days. You know, Double Foreigners program is also designated for 14 days. It's very accurate. So we are all here in this journey to experience the bhatti of 14 years in 14 days. And of course, you will be provided with different ingredients on your journey, but you need to create your own roadmap. You know, you need to create your own roadmap from now, how you are going to move on this journey. So we can only suggest the steps, but you have to create your own steps and your own time, so you are able to complete the journey by the end of your Madhuban visit. The second thing that I really touched my mind very much when I think about those days of the yajna is their tapasya. You know, tapasya means intensity. You know, intensity in that practice. So what Baba did during those days was that Baba said, "You have to become totally detached from this world. You are not going to communicate with anyone. You are not going to write letters to anyone. Nobody is going to come and meet you. You are not going to go and meet anybody. You are in the bhatti. You and Baba and Yajna bas." So because they obeyed Baba's direction, they were totally in that state. Each one of them had wonderful experiences. And I know that within that 14 years, Baba had the practice of introvert bhatti for 3 months, where souls were not in physically talking, but total silence. All the activities were going on, but there was total silence in the yajna. And that is where many transformation of many souls happened. So again, it's your choice. How much silence you need to maintain while you are in this journey. But it is one of the most important ingredients for being successful, because being in silence is to talk to myself, talk to Baba, so that I am able to communicate with others in the right way. So I think the second milestone of this spiritual rediscovery journey is tapasya. Tapasya also means not sitting in one place, but it is determination and concentration. So experiment in your journey the power of determination and power of concentration, so that I am able to move faster. That which I could not attain all these days, all many years, I am able to make that jump in 14 days. You know, that was tapasya. And these two things, tyag and tapasya, was possible because of Baba's love. The original jewels of the yajna received God's love directly, and that sustenance of God's love made them renounce and have tapasya. And I'm sure Baba is waiting in the subtle region to fill our hearts with His love. So open up your hearts. Open up your hearts and allow Baba to fill so much love in your heart that it overflows. You know, let this journey become so powerful that you develop intimacy with God. You know, many times Baba says, whenever you are in a difficult situation, you just say, Baba, and I am there to help you. But we may not have experienced it many times before, but now that intimate relationship with Baba and myself become so strong in this journey, I'm sure that we will make Baba, we are able to use Baba, you know. So Baba is actually waiting for all of us with His arms open in the subtle region to embrace all of us. You know, He's welcoming all of us, congratulating all of us as we embark on this spiritual journey today. So it is tyag, tapasya and God's love. So that was, you know, from the year 1936 to 1952 until they moved to India. So during those days, shanti was the experience. Word uttered was Om. They never used the word Om Shanti. They said Om. By the time they finished the Om, there was peace coming back. There was no need to say the word Om Shanti. And of course, during that time, we were just together in the yajna. We were not exposed to the outside people. It was only yajna vats, you know, the inmates of the yajna. And we were communicating with each other, Mama, Baba and the seniors. So it was just Om. That is how, you know, in the beginning we were known as Om Mandali. Mandali means congregation, a congregation in which everyone chant Om. Now, not necessary to chant Om physically now, but we need to have what they call ajjapa jap, soundless chant. So let this discovery, this journey, you have soundless chant of Om in your heart and feel not just the peace, you know, Sat Chit Anand, the soul which is made up of A, U, Ma, three English words. So by the time I finish the last word, Om, I feel the bliss. And I'm sure once we experience this bliss of the soul, truth and bliss are connected. So when I'm aware of this Om, I realize I am truth, I realize I am bliss, that's it. I don't want anything else. So automatically I can live my life loving and detached in a natural way. Because during that time, God's introduction was not very clear. You know, they did not make any difference between Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba. If you ask Dadi Janki today also, in the beginning, there was no difference for them between Sakar and Nirakar. Nirakar was Sakar, Sakar was Nirakar. So because in the beginning that was the magical power of Shiv Baba that was working on all souls. So as Baba says, whatever happened in the beginning, that has to happen at the end. So we, double foreigners here, have to create that atmosphere of Om Mandali in Gyan Sarovar. You know, not physically chanting, but as we walk, as we move, we feel the presence of, you know, that Baba's drishti and the presence of that Om vibrations like an aura and the feeling of the meaning of that word. And of course, when they moved to, you know, from Karachi to Mount Abu in 1952, I think sometimes in May, somebody, I cannot remember the exact date. So I think that is when they stayed together for a few years, and then Baba sent them on service, 1950, 1960. So they were sent on service by invitation from their Laukiks. So that is where sometimes, you know, I vaguely remember, I may not be right, from what I have heard from the seniors, like Brahma Baba was going for a surgery at that time. So of course, you know, when people go and meet, what word they have to use to address each other, and that is the time Baba used the word Om Shanti. So because you may have the experience of Shanti when you utter the word Om, but people may not know what you experience when you use the word Om. So that is how, after moving to Mount Abu, after 1952, the Om became Om Shanti. And now, of course, Brahma Kumaris have become famous as Om Shanti people. But those people who know the Brahma Kumaris from Sindh, Hyderabad, Karachi, they still call us Om Mandali people. You know, because during that time, anybody who looked into the eyes of Brahma Baba, they used to go in trance and they never went back home. They said he has done some magic. So because of that, they don't forget the Om Mandali, but we understand the meaning. So the journey from Om to Om Mandali is, for me, it is becoming embodiment of the word Om Shanti, which means three things. Now we know, I am a peaceful soul, I am the child of the ocean of peace, and I am the resident of the land of peace. So let us not just say Om Shanti 100 times during the day and not feeling the meaning behind it. So in your journey of 14 days in Madhuban, experiment the word Om Shanti with meaning, with feeling, and with experience. And so one of the things that we need in order to be successful, one of the steps, is introvertness too. Because I need to be, you know, as much as possible introvert to go beyond the consciousness of the body. That does not mean that you have to be serious, not smile, not be light and not be happy, enjoy the company of Brahmins. You can do everything, but being introvert. I remember once somebody was asking Mama, you know, Mama never laugh loud. Right? Like giggling, as many of us do, you know, when we are very happy, we giggle a lot, making lot of noise when we laugh. So others were doing the same. So they asked Mama, Mama, don't you feel, you know, happy? You know, of course, Mama was always cheerful. Why Mama was not making noise like we all? So that is the time Mama said, you know, you don't need to express your happiness by making loud sound when you are laughing. You can smile and be cheerful to express your happiness. So don't take it too seriously and become, you know, introvert to such an extent that you cannot smile or you cannot enjoy, you cannot remain light. But as much as possible, unnecessary. You know, introversion is like going underground. Underground. So when you are underground, you are safe from waste. You are safe from the enemy. Enemy will not know where you are. And you will be saved from all kinds of waste. And so in order to be, you know, successful, I need to actually be as much as possible introvert. And this is also a journey for our learning. No? So one thing I always keep in my mind whenever I come to Madhuban also is I want to learn, you know. Learning never finishes. Like when we ask Baba, how long should we study? Baba says, as long as you are alive. So keep your learning attitude in the journey of Om to Om Shanti, in this spiritual journey, and try to take good from everyone, every class, every program that is arranged for you. Because there is something Baba will speak through the speakers, something Baba will do through the people who are responsible, and that is what you may need. That ingredient is very important for your spiritual journey. And I would suggest at the end of the day, you can check your learning in four ways during the day. You know, we can learn in four ways in Madhuban on our journey. One is by listening to the classes, participating in the programs. Second thing is observation outside the classroom. Oh, there are so many things happening in Madhuban, Gyan Sarovar, Shantivan. We can learn a lot through observation. And thirdly, experiencing it myself. Give some time, you know, to sit with yourself 1 hour, 2 hours solid and see. I remember one of the exercises Manohar Dadi was sharing. You know, Baba used to give them one word. You are a soul truth. You are a soul bliss. Okay, go and sit on the mountain and experience. And they will just sit there, not thinking, being bliss for 1 hour, 2 hours. So practice something like this, you know, experience. Otherwise, always our meditation is with music, with commentaries and, you know, some things always, some devices. So second thing, third is through experience. And then fourth is actually, you know, one you learn through listening. Secondly, observation. Third, experience. Fourthly, reading. You know, they say that if someone wants to really become an enlightened soul, you must read. You know, revise the knowledge that Baba has given. What you have heard today, summarize it for yourself. Underline the important points. Connect it with yourself. So you have all the time in the world here. Huh? You know, even when we go for a retreat, The aim of going for a retreat is to give some special time for ourselves. So keep the aim, this ingredient of learning, so that your navigation, your road map becomes more and more clear. You know, you feel you are achieving your goal not far off. Because you collect so many ingredients from everyone you meet with, so you can keep on experimenting with those things. So that is something very important in this journey. Learning from people, learning from situation, learning from nature, appreciating, acknowledging. So you fill yourself with that energy for yourself. And of course, you know, what makes this spiritual rediscovery journey is also journaling. You know, I never felt I should do the journaling all these years. So when I attended the silence retreat in ORC last year, I got inspired to do the journaling. Now, how many of you know journaling? How many of you do the journaling? Raise your hand. Very few. You know, journaling is that you just sit down and start, you know, writing your inside conversation. What your mind and intellect is talking each other. How you are talking with your sanskara. And then how you are dealing, you know, have a dialogue with your sanskara and how you know, make yourself realize that this sanskara is not the right one. I have to use the knowledge. So it's like you write your inner dialogue in the form of journaling, self-talk. And you don't need to plan. You don't need to do anything. Take a notebook. Start your journaling. Whenever you have time, especially after Amrit Vela, you know, maybe fix time after Murli, maybe before going to bed, maybe rest in the lunch time, in the evening, a few times. do the journaling. And then, very interesting is, before you go to sleep, you read your journaling. You know how much realization comes out of it. It's really beautiful. I really recommend all of you to do this. Experiment journaling in this retreat. You will benefit a lot. You get to know yourself a lot. And you will realize and change a lot in a short period of time. Because you know, nowadays we see that dadis are so busy. They don't have enough time to sit and talk to each one of us. But of course, Baba is available always. So when I do the journaling and then I write a letter to Baba about my realization, I get the answer through somebody or the other. So I really recommend all of you to experiment with this new experiment, journaling, every now and then. Keep a separate book. And even then, every now and then when you read, you know, after some months you read the same journaling, you can see how much you have grown, how much you have progressed, what you were and where you have come. So if you start your journaling today and you see by the end you leave Madhuban, you can see how much you have progressed and how much you have become mature and spiritually grown. You can assess your own progress. So actually, the purpose was, you know, we have chosen this topic. We also had the same topic for the NCCC retreat in all the regions this year, is to take us back to that memories, moments and memories where Brahma Baba, Mama, Dadis sustained the children and their sustenance made them to grow. So even now that sustenance is being given in the subtle form. But in order to receive that sustenance, I have to become subtle myself. You know, the other day, I think some of you may remember one Avyakt Murli in which Baba was saying, during Sakar days, Baba used to, early morning, Baba used to give ghee, you know, ghee to children to drink and then made them do exercise and then give them hot milk to physically make them strong. So even now, even though it is not a physical ghee Baba is going to feed us, but if I am in tune with Baba at Amrit Vela, you can feel that Baba is waiting to feed you like a mother, ghee in the form of empowering you with different powers. Really, really. You know, Brahma Baba as mother, Shiva Baba as mother is sustaining in the morning, feeding us with that real love filled with ghee in the form of powers and made us do exercise. You know, 1 second corporeal stage, 1 second subtle stage, 1 second incorporeal stage. So a kind of exercise that also energizes the soul. So many things Baba does in a subtle way, you know, but I need to let go of some of the body consciousness that I am still holding on to. So this Om Shanti came about after coming to India after 1952. And so instead of just using the word Om Shanti, you know, we go into the meaning. Like Dadi Janki always says, every time she say Om Shanti, there is a different meaning. So if we go into the meaning, every time we say that word from now, we will feel something different. You know, we don't feel like just the word, but the becoming the embodiment of that meaning of ourselves. And so during these 14 days, I'm sure, you know, all the program Baba has planned for you is going to make your, pave your way towards your destination very smooth. But you must make sure that you follow them, whatever has been planned, accurately, and make use of it while you are here. You know, many times we plan to do something after going back to our places, but that is too late. Whatever you want to do when you go back, start doing it here. Instill the sanskar of doing it here, and so when you return, you are already in the process. So I would say, you know, this journey for us is like metamorphosis. You know, there are three stages in transformation. One is change, the other is transformation, and finally metamorphosis. So metamorphosis is like a shift. It's not a process. So I am sure, you know, you will allow, just go into the womb of God and disappear. Somebody asked me the other day, what is tapasya? What is jwalamukhi? Said, get lost and disappear. Get lost in Baba's love and disappear. You know, just like the caterpillar, you know, it gets into the cocoon and disappear, and the nature does its work. In the same way, you get lost into Baba's womb, Baba's love, and you stay there. You know, just like a mother looks after the baby when it is in the womb of the mother, you know, so let Baba feed you with non-physical food, and let Baba sustain you with non-physical relationship, so that that angel's sanskara that I have in my deep subconscious mind is touched. Is touched. You know, I was very interested to understand how the caterpillar becomes butterfly, because within the caterpillar, there is the instinct of the butterfly. But when the caterpillar surrenders itself, you know, then that instinct is activated. I wish that this special journey will allow you to activate that instinct that you have of being an angel, and you emerge as an angel from Brahmin. So it's possible. It's there within us. You know, on one way we say the journey is unknown, but it is very well known. Right? It's unknown journey, but it's a very well known, because we have that instinct within us. We just need to surrender our mind, intellect, sanskaras to God. Just stay there. And what is there? Silence. Nothing. Silence is the cocoon. And let Baba do his work. And that instinct will be activated, and naturally the metamorphosis takes place. So that is the wish, that is the message, that is the inspiration, that's the blessings from Baba for all of us as we embark on this spiritual journey today. And we just, you know, had one video which showed about, actually that is the video of 1952 to 69. Now we are going to watch another one. which is actually 1936 to 1952. How was the days in Karachi? How they Baba used to take them on the Clifton Beach? How Baba used to make them do the drill? How dadis were when they came? Some were 7 years old, 6 years old, and how they became dadis now. So we will watch that video now. And as you are sitting here, you start doing your own navigation. You know how you are going to create a roadmap for your rediscovery of this spiritual journey, and what are the milestones you will fix, what are the ingredients you got today. And we do it individually together, just like birds fly individually together. And I'm sure this vibration that we are going to create, Om to Om Shanti in Gyan Sarovar, should echo, first of all, in Mount Abu, secondly, in India, and then world at large. Right? Whatever happens in Madhuban, it is like a dome. It must echo. So begin your journey with that determined thought today, and I wish you all the success in this journey. So we will watch the video, and then after that we will have some meditation, and Dadi Janki will join us around 12 o'clock. Enjoy your journey, enjoy the next few days program which Baba has organized for all of you. Thank you.